MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
South Africa is running out of water, not just in its dams, but in its ability to manage the crisis, with nearly half of the country's treated water lost to leaks, theft, and poor infrastructure. The challenge, I would suggest, is urgent. But could artificial intelligence be the unexpected hero in this old and very deeply human struggle? From detecting hidden leaks to forecasting droughts and flagging corruption, AI is starting to emerge as a powerful tool in the fight for water security. And in that respect, I'm in conversation now with Dr. Lester Goldman, who's Chief Executive Officer of the Water Institute of Southern Africa. Dr. Goldman, a very warm welcome to you. And very briefly, let's just begin with the crisis itself. How serious is our water situation right now?
Thanks, Jeremy. The sector stands at a critical juncture. We're grappling with an ecosystem of aging infrastructure, pollution, governance gaps, and climate variability. So it's not just a technical failure. It almost becomes a social injustice. Millions live without reliable access to safe water, and we lose nearly half of our treated supply. We can't afford to treat this crisis as business as usual. And for us, AI gives us an unprecedented edge. It gives real-time data, predictive insight, and the ability to proactively intervene. So it's more than just automation. It's about making smarter, more ethical decisions, whether that's in leak detections or early flood warnings or digital twins for planning. AI can help us move from reactive to resilient.
So what would the most immediate high-impact ways be that AI could be immediately deployed?
I think AI can be used in numerous ways. Some of these in real-world examples, Rainwater's research chair has been exploring digital pumps, digital twins rather, for lab pumps and maintenance planning. And you get specific stakeholder visualizations using VR and AR. And these aren't just academic exercises. These are prototypes for how we can reconfigure governance and operations. So really, we need to start using this a lot more and adopting it a lot more efficiently and effectively.
Which I guess, Dr. Goldman, begs the question why we're not scaling these solutions already.
I think we're probably not scaling it because we sit with a bit of a funding crisis. And I believe we need to start with high impact, low cost solutions, almost low cost pilots. I think these must focus on leak detection, predictive maintenance, and for example, the use of AI-powered dashboards, because these offer quick wins with measurable returns on investment. We must use existing infrastructure and open source tools to reduce upfront costs. In other words, small wins build trust, and that will help us unlock bigger investment.
From your experience, and I would imagine your engagement, do you think that there is an appetite for this within the broader water stakeholder community?
I do believe there is. I think we need to just scale it up more. Some examples of what is being used, I'm just going to try and give you an insight. We have Itakwini Municipality, for example, that's using AI in leak detection, as well as predictive maintenance, and they've got some good successes with that. We have DWS that's using satellite tracking and AI for dam monitoring. We have Stellenbosch University that uses AI for groundwater mapping. Even recently, and especially during after day zero, Cape Town used AI for demand forecasting. CSIR is busy with smart water metering AI technology in townships. And then the agri sector is also using AI for, you know, irrigation optimization. So it is being used, but what we feel is that it needs to be adopted a lot more effectively throughout the sector instead of these pilots.
Dr. Goldman, not surprisingly, my eye went straight to your report on touching AI's role in fighting corruption in the water sector. We know that is a problem. How exactly would that work, and is it being used anywhere effectively just yet?
I think corruption thrives in where there's non-transparency. And I believe that AI adds visibility, but only if paired with governance muscle. So it's not a silver bullet, but it creates new avenues for oversight that were previously unavailable. I think the challenge is not the tech. It's what we do with it that is important. And we're at the crossroads that doesn't only need technology, but needs courage. AI won't solve our governance crisis on its own, but it's a powerful instrument and tool for transparency, efficiency, and equity, if we choose to use it that way.
Apart from its pure application as far as water management is concerned, you also point to the fact that it can be used to track pollution and monitor industrial activity. Obviously, there is an alignment there. How would that make a real-world difference, do you think?
I think certainly by using AI technology, it makes our expertise, and we've got wonderful experts in the sector, but it allows our expertise to use real-time data to enable better decision-making. And I think that's where we really need to up the game.
You also point to agriculture consuming, I think if I read this correctly, more than 60% of our water. So obviously smart irrigation powered by AI would help in that respect. But the challenge, I guess, would be for application as far as smaller scale or subsistence farmers are concerned. Difficult for them, surely, to access this technology.
Absolutely. And I think that's where the private sector and those in the AI sector can assist us. You know, I guard, though, in saying that we must make sure that certain ethical safeguards are preserved. And this would include, you know, privacy protection, make sure that there's no bias or there is bias mitigation, and accountability must be built into these systems. So definitely, you know, there is a need for it.
So finally, then, what needs to happen, in your opinion, either politically or financially, to get this flywheel moving quickly?
I think if I could speak to public sector leaders, I'd urge my colleagues in government and municipalities by saying we cannot afford to treat AI as a distant possibility. These are tools already in play. Even our kids are using them. And these tools can help us anticipate infrastructure failure. It can help us monitor performance and even reduce corruption. We must adopt them. To private sector innovators and tech owners, you have these tools. Ethical innovation doesn't stop just at product development. So support public service professionals with access, with co-design solutions, and with education. This isn't just about corporate social investment. It's a civic partnership that is needed now more than ever.
My thanks to Dr. Lester Goldman, Chief Executive Officer of the Water Institute of Southern Africa.